9. Stockholders Meeting. One of the upsides of not having a real job anymore was that I didn't have to wait to get off work to log into my new favorite MMO. One of the downsides of not having a real job was that I didn't exactly have money. The point where those lines intersected left me simultaneously very excited about logging into the realms and also very hungry. After logging in and confirming everything was still where I left it, I shot a message to Nick to see when he was going to get online. I was pretty lucky to meet a guy like Nick on the first day. I just hoped he'd open up to me a little more eventually. New message from Nikolai Nelson. Jack, I won't be able to get on for a little while. If you want to scout the next level, feel free. I should be on in a couple of hours. Sorry. Well, so much for backup. Although being alone would make it easier to sneak through and catch the little bastards unaware. Dumping all of his points into intellect didn't exactly keep Nick moving quietly or help him stick to the shadows. Just in case the kobolds had sent more miners out, I decided to take things slow through the first floor. Thankfully, I was being needlessly cautious. At least I was until I got to the last mining spot. This time there were 8 miners and 2 guards watching over them. 4 kobolds more than last time, and I was on my own. I didn't think this was going to be a good time to practice underused skills. I decided to watch for a bit and see what sort of patterns they had. After a few minutes, the miners had loaded up their piles and started on new ones. The kobolds guarding the miners must have been trained in tactics wrong as a joke or something, because they turned their backs to where I was watching from while the miners loaded the cart. That would guarantee they wouldn't be able to protect the miners from any real attack while the loading was going. It also guaranteed they were about to be dead as fuck. It was honestly tough hiding until the right time. I forced myself to wait until the miners were loading and the guards were turned towards them, and then all hell broke loose. You blinded kobolds, times 8. You blinded kobold soldiers, times 2. You sneak attack kobold soldier, times 2, for 16 damage. You have slain kobold soldier, times 2. Ouch. Reduced damage was unexpected. Looks like they were wearing leather armor under their cloaks that I couldn't see in the torchlight. Too bad it wasn't enough to save them from the element of surprise. You sneak attack kobold, times 2, for 18 damage. You have slain kobold, times 2. You sneak attack kobold, times 2, for 18 damage. You have slain kobold, times 2. You sneak attack kobold, times 2, for 18 damage. You have slain kobold, times 2. You sneak attack kobold, times 2, for 18 damage. You have slain kobold, times 2. You receive 110 XP. Holy crap! At this rate, I'd beat Nick to level 5, I thought as I saw my experience climb. I couldn't exactly do that much more, though. There was no infinite supply of flash bombs to throw. If there were, I could probably solo most of the mines. Also, Nick could probably sell those for a pretty penny to other players. I needed to talk to him about that when we cleared whatever we were clearing today. Putting ideas of milking other players for money to the side, I slowly started making my way down to the second level of the mine. I wished I could have stuck with yesterday's plan and kept the cart with me to try keeping up appearances, or maybe buy myself some time, but it just wasn't feasible. Besides, working on my stealth skill was more fun. The track for the cart continued down a gentle slope that doubled back to continue underneath the first level. These sloped sections were very poorly lit since there were no mining nodes here. I was unsure at first if it was something to worry about, but the walls in the tunnel going down were nearly polished smooth. It was nothing like the areas where the mining nodes actually appeared. Once I entered the second floor proper, it took every ounce of willpower to keep in the "oh, fuck me," that instinctively tried to jump out of my mouth. This floor opened into a large chamber, easily 50 yards across and half that distance deep. Directly across was what appeared to be another tunnel heading down to the third and final level of the mine. This level was also filled with kobold miners, along with soldiers like the ones above, except these soldiers were riding dog-sized lizards. One of these lizards started sniffing the air as if it had caught a whiff of something unexpected. Instinct told me I was the unexpected thing in question, so I ducked further back into the tunnel as quietly as I could. Waiting for a moment to make sure it didn't come to investigate, I closed my eyes and pictured the inside of the cavern to try to remember what I was up against. If memory served, it was two teams of six miners on either end and six teams along the back wall. I could safely assume that there were another six on the near wall that I couldn't see, since I didn't step around the corner. On top of that, I saw four of those guards on lizards. New skill, perception, level 1. Increases chance of noticing and remembering details by 1% per level. Just like casing a target for a job, right? You go in inconspicuously, take in as many details as possible, plan based on that, then execute. I need to focus on using more of what I know from real life around here for more than just swindling NPCs for a handful of gold, I thought to myself as I briefly reflected on some particularly tricky B&Es from my past. However, since I had never fought kobolds before in the real world, none of those skills or experiences were going to pay off in the current predicament. My gifts from Nick so far might, though. From my previous fantasy and role-playing experiences, the main danger from kobolds was the fact that they lived and worked in large numbers and tended to attack en masse. All I needed to do was thin the herd. I knew from my previous encounters that blinded enemies took sneak attack damage as if I'd snuck up on them. With four flash bombs, I could theoretically kill enough of them with sneak attacks that the rest should be a manageable number. This was going to be way too close, though. The most efficient thing to do would be to get whatever kills I could before using a bomb if possible. The crossbow mounted to my arm should be perfect for that. I crept my way back down to the entrance to the chamber and waited for an unaware soldier to get in range. Cobalt soldier takes 16 sneak attack damage. Crossbow bolt ignores 3 armor. You have slain Cobalt soldier. The lizard the soldier was riding let out a hiss loud enough to be considered a roar when it saw the source of its rider's demise. That got the attention of every single creature in the chamber and put all eyes on me, just in time for the first flash bomb. You have blinded Cobalt soldier times 3. You have blinded Cobalt war komodo times 4. You have blinded Cobalt times 96. 96 Cobalts? Fuck me, I did not do the math on this. Too late now. The clock is ticking on the blind. Cobalt soldier takes 16 sneak attack damage. Crossbow bolt ignores 3 armor. You have slain Cobalt soldier. I reloaded my weapon and took a shot at another soldier on my way towards the riderless komodo. The armor piercing was perfect for the little guys in leather. Cobalt war komodo takes 14 sneak attack damage. Cobalt war komodo takes 5 damage. Shit, these things have 4 armor, I thought to myself as I realized I hadn't killed it. That made them the toughest creature I'd seen so far. Granted, the only other creatures had been half-naked rat-lizard people that barely came up to my waist, but still. To make matters worse, the second hit didn't deal sneak attack damage. I guess it had to be simultaneous, or else the enemy was aware enough of my location for it to not count. Cobalt war komodo takes 5 damage. You have slain Cobalt war komodo. No more single swings on these guys. Double sneak attacks from here on, I thought to myself. The Komodo dragon of the second kobold I shot made the perfect target. Cobalt war komodo takes 28 sneak attack damage. You have slain Cobalt war komodo. That's better, I mentally cheered. Time wasn't on my side, unfortunately. It's almost halfway through the blind status, and I have 2 more guards to deal with, plus their mounts. I decided to go ahead and deal with both the riders back to back. Sheathing my swords as I moved, I pulled 2 more bolts out and loaded 1 as I ran toward the nearest guard. Cobalt soldier takes 16 sneak attack damage. Crossbow bolt ignores 3 armor. You have slain Cobalt soldier. The bolt sank into the neck of the farther soldier and knocked him off his mount. I reloaded and took aim at the nearest one. Cobalt soldier takes 16 sneak attack damage. Crossbow bolt ignores 3 armor. You have slain Cobalt soldier. That was 4 soldiers down, but 2 mounts left, and I only had a couple of seconds left on the blind. I drew my swords and thrust both into the flank of the Komodo I was already charging. Cobalt war Komodo takes 28 sneak attack damage. You have slain Cobalt war Komodo. I saw the timer was nearly gone, so I made a desperate run to the last Komodo in the hopes of taking him out with my last sneak attack. Kobold War Komodo takes 7 damage. Kobold War Komodo takes 7 damage. Fuck, 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 was my ever so eloquent mental response. Kobold hits you for 7 damage. Kobold hits you for 12 damage. Okay. Ouch. A swipe of the tail followed by a bite on my leg sent my brain into full-on panic mode. I'd never felt pain like this in my life. It was unreal. Well, to be precise, it was real. It was entirely too real. I guess day 2 was cranking it up a notch on the pain perception. I needed to finish this bastard off quickly so I could drop another flash bomb. Kobold War Komodo takes 7 damage. You have slain Kobold War Komodo. As soon as tunnel vision wore off, I realized there were nearly 100 angry kobolds charging me with pickaxes in their hands. I realized how far out they were previously spaced and decided that it was dangerous, but probably better for them to close in on me. I just wanted them to do it closer to a choke point. I quickly sheathed my swords once more and ran towards the entrance to the chamber, all the while digging through my bag for a flash bomb. I found one just in time to stop myself from getting swarmed by the 40 kobolds between me and the mouth of the tunnel. You have blinded kobold, times 96. Okay, quick math time. 96 kobolds to kill. 3 flash bombs, counting the one I just threw, 45 seconds total of blinded enemies, 2 weapons that could attack roughly once every 5 seconds, that was 18 guaranteed kills. Wait a fucking second. 96 minus 18? 78. Fuck me. First things first, clear a way to the entrance as best I can. My best option was to cut the little bastards down as I ran. The new swords did enough damage I could easily kill one on each side as I moved my way through. You have slain kobold times 2. You have slain kobold times 2. You have slain kobold times 2. That didn't even put a noticeable dent in the total number, but it thinned the herd directly in front of me. I just had to deal with the other 18 or so between me and the entrance. I just hope I can actually use the choke point to save my ass, I thought to myself grimly. The key in a situation like that was avoiding getting surrounded. That meant 2 things. First, don't run into the middle of the throng of pissed off miners ahead of me. Second, don't stop moving. The plan was as simple as taking out one of the teams on the flank to keep the rest of them to one side of me. You have slain Kobold. Your attack misses Kobold. The attack just narrowly missed the miner's neck and nearly caused me to stumble in sheer surprise. The kobold was apparently as surprised as me because he didn't take a shot at me like his friends did. You dodge kobold's attack. You dodge kobold's attack. Kobold hits you for 2 damage. Kobold hits you for 2 damage. The pickaxes hurt, but not as bad as I'd expected somehow. I couldn't stand here and take hits from every single kobold, but I could definitely take some stray hits. You have slain kobold times 2. You dodge kobold's attack. You dodge Kobold's attack. 2 more dropped, including my surprised friend from my last attempted assault. This time I was able to dodge the attacks, having paid more attention to how they telegraphed the attacks. You have slain Kobold times 2. I took a small stutter step to get a chance to attack the lone remaining Kobold on this end. That took care of the last of the team in my way, and I nearly breathed a sigh of relief. I backed up and assessed my chances of holding off the swarm. They were able to present an 8-man front, which would probably overwhelm me. I dropped another flash bomb and cleared out 6 more before I added up what I had left to fight. I'd only killed 12 and still had to deal with 84. It was probably time to accept that I was not a great fighter and that the realms were about to hand me my first L when Alfred showed up with a miracle. Sir Nick is online now. Shall I send him a message for you? Yes! Tell him, second floor entrance, S-O-fucking-S!